on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. If you just joined us, we had U-Turn for Christ New Mexico in with us for that first half of the show. U-Turn for Christ New Mexico .org, and reach out to them and really prayerfully consider supporting the work they're doing to reach at-risk men and women in our community. And a couple other things before I introduce you to our next guest. We'd encourage you to take the time, if you haven't yet, to go to the KLYT website and find the resources available there. On the website, you'll find organizations, and it's a lot of organizations in the community that have content or services that may be of service to you or someone in your sphere of influence. You may be looking for an organization to give that monthly or annual gift to. We would encourage you to go through that list of organizations to find one that maybe hits close to home. You'll find our complete schedule on the website, our featured ministries for the month, and the Action Center, which, God willing, soon we'll have something from Samaritan's Purse there for the fires in Spokane. I have to imagine they're going to be heading out there, but in the meantime, you can go to samaritanspurse.org. But U-Turn for Christ is one of those organizations you'll find on that organizations page, as is Folds of Honor New Mexico, who've been coming on this show for quite some time, welcoming into the studio again Colonel Quick, who oversees the local Folds of Honor here in New Mexico. Colonel Quick, thanks for coming. How long has it been now?
You've been a lot of years.
Yeah.
We started this in 2013.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, long time.
We're well into it. Well, for those not familiar with Folds of Honor, you know, just a quick summary of the work that's done, and you know, any part of the history you're welcome to share, because I always have to assume someone's tuning in that at this point I'm having a hard time thinking people haven't connected some way with Folds of Honor. It's got a lot of national attention.
It does. It's a national foundation, and there's probably over 40 chapters now, and we became a chapter in 2013.
Yeah.
Which means we're our own 501c3 here in New Mexico, nonprofit.
Your work didn't start, though, you know, with Folds of Honor. Prior to that, and getting ready to be a Folds of Honor chapter, it was Rio Grande Patriots.
Yep.
And you, Colonel Quick, it should be obvious, I'm referring to you by your title. You served how many years in the United States Air Force?
30. I was a fighter pilot for 30 years in the Air Force.
Yeah, so... we appreciate your service, and you know, here's what I love about what you do, Colonel Quick. You and your wife Pat and all those working with Folds of Honor across the country, and specifically here in New Mexico. I had someone on the air not long ago, and I brought this up a couple times because I love it so much. Every Friday we do a Friday financial update with most Fridays with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, and his mentor, John Moore. It spoke of retirement. It came up in a conversation, and it's where Brian, I believe, first heard, instead of retirement, it's called rehirement. Yeah. Because when you're done with your 9-to-5, your service in the Air Force, you found a way to purpose yourself to do good for our community. It's an inspiration, really, to all of us to remember, while we're on this earth, God's purposed us for something.
And there's a lot of things I can remember. Where were you when? Like when JFK was killed. I remember that specifically. I was on the second stair of a stairwell in my college pad, San Jose State. Other things like that have gone on, 9/11 and all of that. But I remember distinctly the day I heard about Folds of Honor, and it was at the pro shop at the golf course at Twin Warriors Golf Course.
Okay.
And I was talking to the director of golf there, Zach Hoeffel, and he said, "Have you ever heard of Folds of Honor?" And immediately, the name, of course, first of all, Folds, what do you mean Folds? 13 folds of the burial flag, that's what the logo is. Then he proceeded to tell me all about it. He just heard about it. Folds of Honor was just getting cranked up in 08. The concept was born out of the imagination of Dan Rooney, who was then a captain in the Air National Guard, fighter pilot, F-16 guy, who was coming back from his second combat tour when he had an experience with the delivery of the remains of Corporal Brock Buckland, who was killed in Iraq. And he saw the family on the ramp that night, the longest, dreariest night of their lives, with his widow and his four-year-old son. And he said, we got to do more. So more became Folds of Honor.
Yeah.
And from that austere beginning and getting the word out is a mission we're still on within the mission to get the word out. And that's why this time with you is so valuable, Steve. It's getting the word out to the community, getting the word out to the families that might qualify for the assistance we can provide.
Yeah, and Folds of Honor, obviously, as we mentioned, reaching out to veterans and their families, and in recent years, including first responders in that now as well. Part of the reason I love having you on the air as well, here in Albuquerque, which we're broadcasting in Albuquerque, cover much of New Mexico from 88.3 FM, which means Kirtland Air Force Base is included in that. But then also 90.7 FM Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, New Mexico, covering. We no longer broadcast to Alamogordo, but the word has certainly got out about Folds of Honor, and we would encourage you to share the information with others to find out more about what they can do to help maybe someone in your circle of influence supplement when it comes to education for the disabled veterans.
Yep.
And their families, whether spouse or children, is right. That right?
Exactly.
And it's been an honor mine to attend the events that you do every year. Now, one of them is the Patriot Dinner, and this is just around the corner, coming up at Isleta Convention Center. Oh, I think your third or fourth year now.
Fourth year. They just do it right. And not only that, the Pueblo now attends. They have bought a whole table, and the governor's going to be there, the chief of police, fire chief, and so forth.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the evening's events get underway at 6 o'clock, the gathering, and I'm sure the time spent walking. Man, it's a big room, like a banquet room, that's just set aside for the silent auction.
That's right.
All kinds of great items and lots of fun items, lots of household things, everything you can imagine. It's kind of fun to go shopping a little bit before the evening really gets underway with the dinner. And the dinners have always been great as well.
One of the reasons we stayed at Isleta was the quality of the food.
Yeah. Well, you get into the evening where, the stage stuff starts happening and there's fellowship, around the table with the people you're dining with. But then just to hear the different stories that are, that come from the stage, kind of walk us through what people experience when they attend the Patriot Dinner.
Well, give credit where we need to on this dinner because it's a huge amount of work. And I'm a member of a Rotary Club, Rotary del Norte, a bunch of people who take service to the community to the heart. And they have a committee called the Fundraising Committee, and it's a bunch of folks in Rotary that go out there and knock on doors of local vendors, people where they shop that would be willing to donate an item for the silent auction. And so we're going to have about 150 top-notch items in the silent auction. We're going to have a Traeger barbecue. We're going to amazing stuff.
I know what that is.
Yeah.
I haven't got one yet, but if you don't know what a Traeger grill is, it's a pellet. Remember the pellet stoves when they came out? And then a few years ago, the pellet grills have now come out. And the nice thing about that, most of those now that you can control them from your phone,
yeah.
If you're doing that all-day slow cook, it's the perfect way to do that, whether it's Traeger or one of the other pellet grills. But
Pit Boss, I think Pit Boss is the one we got this year, which is out Traeger's Traeger. I mean, it's the technology, and that thing's amazing. And it was donated to us by Big R up in Berlin.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then we have Blackstone grills. We have two of them this year. And those were Tractor Supply and Camping World. It's just an idea of some of the vendors and businesses here in town that saddle up to the Folds of Honor, either because they want to recognize service to the community, either through the first responders or the military.
Yeah, listen, we're already up against a break. We're going to take a break, talk more about not only experiencing the Patriot Dinner, but where you can come alongside, not only by getting a ticket to go to the event or a table, but there's other ways for you to be involved, whether at the Patriot Dinner. We'll talk about there's some fantastic opportunities to and enjoy what you might walk away from at this dinner. And I'll just tease it. If you've never sat in a jet, what's that?
Fighter jet.
A fighter jet, and been able to get up and experience with just a taste of what Colonel Quick did for 30 years, we're going to let you know more about that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. All right, we're letting you know, put it on the calendar, save the date. September 12th is the Folds of Honor Patriot Dinner at Isleta Convention Center. You go to newmexico.foldsofhonor.org, and then on the events page, you'll find out more about the Patriot Dinner. But we're talking about some of the stuff with Colonel Quick, who's in studio with us. Colonel Quick oversees Folds of Honor with his beautiful bride, Pat, who we missed today, also served in the Air Force as a nurse.
She was a nurse, ICU nurse.
Yeah. You guys, and you mentioned the team that put this dinner together, and the work of, remind me, the club you're part of that puts...
Rotary del Norte.
The Rotary del Norte, really doing great things for our community. And you know what, actually, before we move on, I know we mentioned them, but... I'll let you give the quick picture. If someone wants to find out more about being a part of a group like that, what would they do?
We meet on every other Wednesday. Google up Rotary del Norte.
Yeah. It'll
come right up off the website.
Yeah.
Information's there. That's a great bunch of people.
It is. I've only been to one event there for breakfast. But
what's lunch now?
Okay.
We're doing lunch. Sheraton.
And I will tell you, I was familiar with some of the people that were there. Want to give a quick shout out to the Rotary del Norte. But we were talking about the Patriot Dinner and all the different things that are going to be auctioned off. Okay, now, on September 12th, and I teased it going into the break, a chance to be part of an auction to take a ride in a fighter jet. Now, some people may have done that, but the other thing that's going to be made available in this is maybe unique to this experience, Colonel Quick.
There are some options. The aircraft is an L-29. It's actually made in Czechoslovakia, and it's exported worldwide. Probably one of the most successful single-engine trainers out there. It's twin cockpit. You sit behind the guy in the front seat or vice versa.
Yeah.
So... fully acrobatic, goes like a bat. It's just a very high-performing airplane. Doesn't have an afterburner, but that doesn't make any difference. It's a low-weight airplane, so it's got plenty of thrust, and it's fully acrobatic. And what the owners of the airplanes do is they have the airplanes available for hire to teach jet acrobatics, get type-rated in a jet, or they have two of them so they can go out there and do mock air-to-air combat
training. Right.
And that's always an option in this auction. You can double what the auction costs and get them both and open up another seat for your son, your wife, your husband, whatever the operation wants to be. And they can go up there and do about a half an hour to 50 minutes of actual air-to-air maneuvering like you do it in the skies in combat.
Okay. Now I've never been up in a fighter jet, but you know, I'm guessing the best ever... thrill roller coaster you've been on steroids.
The most amazing thing about it is jets are noisy outside, but they're very quiet. Once you put the helmet on the inside, they're quiet. You hear the other person in the cockpit breathing. The radios are crystal clear. It's just amazing how quiet it is. But in our climate, when we're hot, the air conditioning does blow, and you can... that makes a little bit of noise too, but it's quiet. Gives you time to think, maneuver, do all that stuff. But there's nothing like it.
Well,
I'll never forget my first ride in a jet. I was in pilot training. I'd had 20 hours of flying time. And the instructor said, okay, you're on your own after my seventh ride. And I swear, when I released the brakes in the T-37, I had to pick it up by the stick. I was so nervous,
yeah.
I literally picked the stick up to get it airborne. Of course, that does nothing. You have to pull the stick back to get the elevator up, to raise the nose and fly. But I was terrified. And I'll never forget, I flew the best traffic patterns and landings of my life that day, and I was petrified. But I did it.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, okay? First time I think I've ever heard T-37. I grew up in the Air Force. I was an Air Force brat. I always called them T-38s when I saw them. And I'm going to guess it was kind of the trainer version of an F-5. Is that?
Well, that was the T-38. Yeah, okay. That was the second level of training in the Air Force.
Okay, so the T-37 is a version of something else.
Called it the Tweet. It was a three-point dog whistle, they called it. It was so loud on the outside because it didn't have long intakes, and the screaming noise from the turbine blade or compressor blades up front just killed your ears. So you couldn't wait to get in the airplane, put your helmet on, then you couldn't hear it.
Well, listen, more importantly, Folds of Honor is looking for assistance from you, and part of the way you can do that is being part of the Patriot Dinner Saturday, September 12th, in addition to the silent auction and opportunity to win, you know, to win the auction for these, the flight in the fighter jets. Just the whole evening and hearing the stories of the families who've served, and at each dinner each year, there's a family that's honored with the gift from
well, that brings up why we do what we do.
Yeah,
right now today there are 42 active scholarships. That's from elementary school to special needs. We got a kid in medical school that's going to graduate this year.
Boy, New Mexico needs that.
That's the one thing that struck me right between the eyes when I heard Folds of Honor, education.
Yeah.
Because we need that here in New Mexico. And I'm hopeful that the kids that get educated under the aegis of Folds of Honor elect to stay here and be the leaders we need in the future.
Yeah. Regardless, we're so thankful that Folds of Honor comes alongside these families who have served, whether in the military or as first responders. And now some of those scholarships now for first responders.
That's right. That started 3 years ago now. And the fire, EMTs, police injured in the line of duty, then they can't go back to work. Or sadly, some are actually lose their lives in the line of duty. We step into the remaining members of the family and say, how can we help? And if it's education, we got you covered.
Now, Patriot Dinner, September 12th. And again, you can go to newmexico.foldsofhonor.org to sign up to be at the dinner. You can sign up to be a sponsor. Still need sponsors.
We do.
If you have items you think would be part of the silent auction, you want to connect with them that way and let them know you want to participate. You know, you and I have talked a little bit about this, Colonel Quick, and I don't know if we anticipated talking much about it today. However, we've talked about succession at Folds of Honor here in New Mexico. And, you know, it's not easy to find the perfect fit, and you just never know who's listening. What would you want to say to someone who you could, you know, envision eventually coming in and taking a heavy leadership part in Folds of Honor, New Mexico?
We are blessed with a board of directors as a charity. We have a really good board of directors, but about half of them are our age, and we are looking for people that can step in to shoulder the absolute joy of putting this event on and enjoying the pleasure of seeing what education does for these young folks. And if you got a minute, I can talk about a graduation we just went to.
No, we do. We got about 4 minutes.
Okay. You know Rehoboth School out in
California? I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Rehoboth just had the graduation about, what's a month ago, a month and a half now. And we got a phone call. Well, back up just a little bit. We had a reception in January for all of the recipient families here in New Mexico at El Pinto. And we invited our sponsors and the people that support Folds of Honor have been to our event. We invited everybody to come. We had a great turnout, and this family showed up, a Navajo family, with about 10 members of the family. And we were providing a scholarship to a young man whose father had died from the long-term effects of Agent Orange.
Yeah.
And we had supported his music scholarship at Rehoboth School, and he graduated. We got an invite from the family to come and
I got to hear him. Go ahead.
Yeah. He was amazing.
Yeah.
This kid, he is a kid.
Yeah.
He's I don't know what you call him, just a brilliant
like a
musician.
Concert. Yeah.
Composer, original music works that just blow you away, and he plays every instrument that there is. Last week, he was called to London to join a worldwide 300-member chorus playing once at the Albert Hall. He's done that, and they're back home now. But we went to that graduation. I think I met 30 of his grandmothers.
Yeah.
You know how the Navajo family, man, they were.
Yeah.
They had a reception afterwards. There must have been 100 grandmothers there. It was amazing. And then he did a recital for his graduation honor to the people that made it all possible. In the theater in Gallup. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's something you just will never forget. And I'm glad you brought that up because we so much appreciate, you know, here we are in the heart of New Mexico, the Navajo Nation, you know, just down the street. And not only the Navajo Nation, but all the others scattered across the Southwest and our country, and a reminder of the service that they've provided over the years.
Yeah, that he sang our national anthem at last year's Patriot Gala, if you remember.
I do.
And then after that, we didn't know this, but his older sister was Miss Navajo of the Navajo Nation 2 years ago. Stunning young woman. And I didn't know it at the time, but we sent her through college at UNM, Folds of Honor.
Oh, wow.
And she gave up a little appreciative talk about that. It was really something.
You happen to remember the degree she got? I bushwhacked you there.
I don't know.
But UNM, yeah.
But it was business administration maybe,
okay,
or something like that.
Yeah.
But she's got a high up position in the Navajo tribe now. She's at Crown Point.
Okay. In the government there. And, of course, certainly the education she received at UNM playing its part in her position there. So a couple things, listener, for you to consider. Finding out more about Folds of Honor New Mexico, and the website again is newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. Just go to the website and find out more about the various events, including the September 12th Patriot Dinner at Isleta Convention Center, and the opportunity. You know, there's much smaller items than a ride in a fighter jet, but just the possibility of that. And with about a minute, actually, I meant to ask you, because off the air you told me the story of how you ended up connecting with these fighter jets.
Well, every year, and I don't know why, maybe you do, maybe it's present in our reflections on how blessed this event is, but every year we end up with something like that coming out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Last year it was a beautiful high-end bronze sculpture. This year it's a ride in a jet fighter. Who can say they've done that? And not only that, one of the well-known artists up on Canyon Road just reached out to us. She wants to donate one of her original paintings.
Wow.
It's worth about $12,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to go up and meet her and talk to her.
Yeah. And what's a joy to me. Now, I don't have that bankroll, but what's a joy to me is to go to the Patriot Dinner and do what we can, and to see the generosity of the people in New Mexico supporting efforts like this on an annual basis and ongoing, yep, whether it's the Patriot Dinner or the annual golf tournament.
Yeah, I hate to be commercial about it, but you know those scholarships aren't cheap, and it runs that at 42 scholarships, it's around $250,000 a year,
yeah,
cost. Now, we don't pay that out of what we raise here. We don't raise that much money, but the Folds of Honor does. But I look at that as our challenge. That's, yeah, our target this year, to raise $250,000.
Wow.
To cover what those kids are going to need.
Well, let's not put God in a box. We'll see what he does. We'll see what he does at the Patriot Dinner on September 12th. Colonel Quick, as always, thanks to you and Pat and the rest of the team.
Can't thank you enough.
And we look forward to having you back again. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.